It was always Edwin's job to bring meals down from the kitchen, and every time he climbed the stairs, he made a point to secure Ted by turning it off and leaving it lying on its back on Edwin's cot. The doctor was doddering, and even unobstructed, he sometimes stumbled on his own 2 feet or the laces of his shoes. So when the boy went for breakfast and returned to the laboratory with a pair of steaming meals on a covered tray, he was dismayed to hear Ted activated.
Ted? Doctor? Doctor, are you looking at Ted? You remember him, don't you? Please don't break him.
At the bottom of the stairs, Dr. Smeeks was crouched over the prone and kicking Ted, poking at it with a pencil like a boy prods an anthill.
Underfoot this thing is. Did it on purpose. I saw it. Turned itself on, sat itself up, and here it comes.
Sir, I turned him off, and I'm sorry if he turned himself on again. I'm not sure why it happens.
Because it wants to be on. It wants to make me fall. It practically told me so.
Ted can't talk.
He can. You may not hear him, but I can. I've heard him before. And he used to say pleasant things. He used to hum his name. Now he fusses and mutters like a demented old man. Yes, this thing, when it mutters, it sounds like me.
Sir, he hasn't got any lungs or a tongue. I promise, he can't speak.
He cannot flip his own switches either, yet he does.
Edwin retrieved his friend and set it back on its feet.
I must have done something wrong when I built him. I'll try and fix it, sir. I'll make him stop it.
Dear boy, I don't believe you can.